Hello.
Hello, ma'am.
Hi, Sara this side. Am I audible to you?
Yeah, I can hear you. Can you hear me?
Great. Yeah, I can hear you. How are you doing?
I'm doing well. How about yourself?
Very well. I'm really sorry for the time confusion. My system probably took off a little bit.
No problem. I was just on a different call. I appreciate you making the time again at the 3:30.
Okay. Great. So shall we get started? So, Matt, I'm actually researching on a topic which is rapid COVID-19 point of care testing in the United States. And from a holistic point of view, I am trying to understand how does the distribution for rapid COVID-19 test happens in the US. So I have figured out some major, or we can say key wholesale distributors for rapid point of care COVID-19 test, like Cardinal Health, McKesson, and Hendray. So could you suggest a few more names or the key distributors in the United States for COVID-19 test?
Sure. I mean, those are obviously the main ones. I think there's also been a lot of direct sales versus, through the healthcare distributors. Just given the demand and the amount of research that really every end market, whether it's a government entity, individual consumers, businesses, et cetera, I think there's been a lot of kind of just direct purchases directly from the manufacturers. I would also say that there's also been a very significant presence of selling these directly through retailers. So, Walmart and Amazon, Target, those are kind of where I see the, probably really a lot of the sales have come through is also them, not only, in addition to the larger healthcare distributors.
Right. So, talking about this, yeah, absolutely. So I figured out that how it works is, for example, a company is developing a product, say X company is developing rapid COVID-19 point of care test, right? So it has a direct and indirect sales channel. So with direct, it directly provides the test to pharmacies, retailers, hospitals, nursing facilities, urgent cares, etc., right? And then in the indirect or outsourced section, we have our distributors who are doing the same job going forward. Yeah. So, Matthew,
Correct.
here,
That's
yeah.
how I see it.
Yeah. So here I wanted to understand how much does a company or how much does a company conduct direct sales and indirect sales? Like if you have to say out of 100%, is it like 60-40 ratio or is it like 70-30 ratio?
My guess is it's probably 80-20. Through distributors and 20% direct, maybe 75, 25. I still think the main channel is through the large distributors, which,
Okay.
there's obviously tons of healthcare distributors, but, the main, four or five really do control the market here, especially with the type of product.
Okay. So it's going to be 80-20 ratio.
I think that's right.
Okay. Interesting. So now in the say direct sales channel, a distribute or manufacturer provides the product or the test, the COVID-19 here that we're talking about, to various end users. By end users, I mean like hospitals. There are reference laboratories. There are public health community laboratories. There are nursing centers, urgent care centers. So can you give me an idea as to how much, say, margin would a general manufacturer will hold from these end users? So if we talk about hospitals or laboratories.
You mean how much the margin, like the actual manufacturer is making on the product selling to those end users, is that correct?
Yeah. And also maybe or maybe the difference. So for example, it's 60% for hospital, and 70% for laboratories or something like that?
I think it's pretty high. I mean, the reality is that the cost of these tests do not cost a lot. I mean, most of the cost here in the U.S. is just around the FDA, process, which is much more burdensome than some of the other policies across the world, globally. Like, for example, Europe has, over 100 approved test manufacturers. I think we're at 10, right? So there's definitely huge differences in terms of the administrative costs. But my guess is that the government margins would be, well in excess of 70% to even the distributors, and probably over 80% to the end users.
Okay. And could you help me understand from which end user would it charge? Would it make more margin? Like, would it be from hospitals or laboratories or retailers like pharmacies? Or it would be
I
similar
don't think
across?
there's much, yeah. I don't think there's much difference, to be honest with
Okay.
you.
Okay.
Obviously, you're part of the volume base, right? If there's less volume, the margins are probably higher, but I don't think there's much difference between it in either perspective.
Makes sense. Makes sense to me. And on the other hand, Matthew, there is indirect or outsourced sales, right? So how much margin would it make from an like a distributor, a manufacturer from distributor?
It's still pretty high. I mean, I think the costs are just so low. I mean,
Okay.
from a dollar perspective, I mean, I'm sure that they're making us a few dollars less, but
Yeah.
given that the costs are so low, I still think the margins are very high for the distributors.
Okay. So, and how about margin for distributor to the end user? Like, distributor also provides it to several end users. So,
The distributors, they haven't been taking that big of a margin. I think they're much more in the view of public health than taking a 20-25% margin on it. I think that in terms of the value chain, the manufacturers are making far and wide the most amount of money on these products.
Okay, makes sense. Yeah, great. So, Matthew, I have observed for in particular Abbott Laboratories and other manufacturers for rapid COVID-19 point of care testing, wherein they have ever since the inception of COVID-19, they have been promoting their test or medical devices on social media more than other conventional promotion approaches. So, what would be your take or what would be your stand on it? Like, how are companies nowadays promoting their test in the United States? Is it more through social media or is it a balance or combination of both conventional and social media strategy?
I think it's both. I mean, I think social media is a part just because the amount of, dollars and the amount of testing. But I would say it's both.
It's both. Okay.
Whereas social media is just some additive.
Okay. Okay. Great. So, in particular, any strategy you or any approach you feel or you think perceive of as innovative? And also, Matthew, importantly, I wanted to understand there are several companies who are not based in United States, like Biomeric, like QIAGEN, right? But they do have their product in United States. They have their rapid COVID-19 testing point of care in United States. I wanted to understand how does that work? Like, I understand they have their distributor sales or they have their offices, but then how does it really work there?
They just have to, essentially get clearance through the FDA, which has been very cumbersome throughout the entire pandemic. But with emergency use authorization, that has allowed, a pathway to get these products cleared.
Yeah.
So I mean that's why.
Okay. Yeah. So, they were given emergency use approvals or authorizations for their products in the United States by U.S. FDA. That is how they entered into the market. So, from their point of view, how much margin would they be holding? Like the same for the manufacturer, or is it going to be different, slightly more or less?
They're going to be the same.
Okay, they're going.
Most, I mean, most of the product, yeah, I mean, most of the product that is cleared, I mean, outside of the OraSure and Quidel, I believe are all manufactured abroad. So even though Abbott is produced in China, iHealth is produced in China, Access Bio is Korea. I mean, almost all of them, and then you know, all the other ancillary ones are all produced in China. So there's you know a huge amount of margin that you know, is being made because of the cost of the device being so low.
Yeah. Right. Okay. So, is there any in particular strategy or like how do they promote their products in United States? So, if BioMerick or QIAGEN had to launch their COVID-19 rapid point of care test in United States, so is there any other approach that they follow, or is it same like the manufacturer? They go through social media and amalgamation of both conventional and unconventional promotions.
Yeah, they'll conventional and unconventional, and they probably would get some sort of master distributor to represent them here.
Okay.
You know, that's typically what would happen.
Okay, so that's how they promote their products.
Correct.
Okay, interesting. So, Matthew, can you name some pharmacies? Can you help me with the name of some pharmacies who are providing rapid point of care testing in United States? Like I came across there was this Wal there was obviously Walmart and CVS Health. Yeah, CVS Health I came across. Walmart was providing. So any other that you can help me with,
Yeah,
like
I
any.
mean Walmart, Walgreens, CVS, Hy-Vee, you know, I mean really all of the larger retailers are selling these through the pharmacies. So Costco and Safeway, Albertsons, Super Value, Kroger, really all national pharmacies are selling.
Okay, so all of them are offering the rapid point of care testing.
Yeah, I would literally say.
Okay, interesting. Great. I think you've helped me with all the questions that I wanted. I'm done with margin for direct and indirect sales. And yeah, the promotion strategy also here. So this is what all in all that I wanted to understand from you. I think I'm good here. So do you have any questions for me? Would you like to know
Nope,
anything?
I am. No, I'm happy to do the survey. You know, obviously want this to be on a confident, you know, basis, but I'm glad I could weekly connect here and perform this.
Yeah, pleasure is all mine, Matthew, really. It's very kind of you and considerate of you to consider helping me with the survey. So as you know, as I stated, I'll be offering an honorarium in the form of an Amazon voucher in the couple of weeks. So as soon as I do it, please acknowledge it once so that I know that you've received it.
Okay.
Yeah? Okay.
I will look forward to that. I appreciate that. And I'll let you know once that.
Definitely, definitely, certainly. Great, Matthew. It was a pleasure connecting with you. And yeah, have a great weekend. Thank you so much.
Will do. You too. Thank you so much. Bye-bye.
Yep.